In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. He was in the world, and the world was made through Him, yet the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only begotten Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten God who is at the Father's side, He has made Him known.
God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in Him may not perish, but have everlasting life.
O Lord, open Thou my lips,
and my mouth shall show forth Thy praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
In the latter time, the Lord has made glorious the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness. On them has light shined. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his root shall bear fruit. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. He grew up like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed Him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon Him was the punishment that brought us peace, and with His stripes we are renewed. After He has suffered, He will see the light of life and be satisfied. By His knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and He will bear their iniquities. He will swallow up the covering that is cast over all the peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the shame of His people He will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for Him, that He might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for Him. Let us be glad and rejoice in His salvation. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government shall rest on His shoulders, and His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace."
Thank you.
birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son. And he called his name Jesus.
The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter. The Lord says to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand
until I make your enemies your footstool."
The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter.
Rule in the midst of your enemies.
Your people will offer themselves freely on the day of your power in holy garments.
From the womb of the morning, the dew of your youth will be yours.
The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind.
You are a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Thank you.
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is from Luke chapter 2, especially these verses, the words of the angels. "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
You may be seated. Aside from Joseph and Mary, who were the first ones to hear the news that the Christ had been born in Bethlehem? Doesn't seem like it was the neighbors in town or anyone who was in the village of Bethlehem themselves, but it was the certain poor shepherds out in the fields at night. While tending their flocks out on the hillsides, lonely and difficult work, an angel of the Lord appeared to them and the glory of the Lord shone around them. Christmas finds us like these shepherds. We too have watch over our flocks. We have responsibilities and duties in life. Not flocks of sheep, true, but all of us have duties toward families, students, employees, customers, clients, neighbors, and friends. And even now, at this hour, we aren't far removed from the cares and responsibilities of daily life. And even as we gather here, others may still be working even now. 2,000 years ago, the shepherds out in the field had no idea what God was up to in nearby Bethlehem with a young woman and her firstborn son tucked away in a manger. They were just doing their job. And we won't truly understand what this means, this birth, this baby, this Christmas, until we join the shepherds and hear the angel's words. Dear friends, on this Christmas Eve, rejoice. Rejoice because the good news of Jesus' birth is meant for all people, and especially for you. Just as the Lord sent an angel, his messenger, to announce the coming birth of this child to Mary and later to Joseph, so he also sent an angel to announce it to the shepherds. The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." The shepherds heard, and they believed, which is an absolutely amazing thing. By this word of God, the Holy Spirit gave them faith in the Christ child. I mean, imagine having an angel come and then believing that a child laid in a manger in the nearby nothing town would be the Savior of the world. But they believed. This is always how faith is created and sustained. By the word of God, that word preached and spoken and read to us. Without Holy Scripture, without the preaching of Jesus as our Savior from sin, no one can become or remain a Christian for long. But where Scripture is read and faithfully preached as God's true word, there the good news is still announced. A Savior, Christ the Lord, has been born. So one thing I would encourage you to do tonight is to give thanks to God for the word that you have heard, and for those who have brought this message to you, for faithful pastors and Sunday school teachers, for parents or friends or grandparents or neighbors. And if you are a parent or a grandparent, I urge you to do that for your children and grandchildren as well. Be the messenger who brings to them the good news of the Savior born for them. The same message delivered long ago by God's angels to certain poor shepherds. The shepherds were told that this good news would be for all people. The words "all people" make you a part of the nativity story. The point isn't simply that a baby was born. That's wonderful, of course. Each child is a marvelous gift of God. And the point isn't just that a baby was born to a virgin. That's certainly an amazing miracle. But the point is that this baby born to a virgin was born for you. For unto you is born this day in the city of David. The angel was addressing more than one or two shepherds out in the fields. He had in mind all people, people of every time and every place, including us gathered here in Westminster in 2025 on Christmas Eve. He had you in mind. Even if you are low and despised like those shepherds, even if you were only a newborn child, infant like Mary's child, even if you feel run down and worn out by the cares and responsibilities of life, the good news is for you. Unto you is born this child, a Savior, Christ the Lord. The birth of Jesus is a historical fact. This really happened at a real time and a real place, but I think that we should think of Jesus' birth more as if it were current events. Why? Because his birth is a past event that with a present reality that involves you and your world. Christmas is about God's gift for each of you in this child born of Mary. All that this child has, all that this child is, all that this child has done, he was and is and did for you. Baby Jesus was called the shepherd's Savior by the angel. I think that that's high praise coming from the heavenly host who stand in the presence of God. That word Savior takes us all the way back in the Bible to the book of Genesis and all the way forward to the book of Revelation. It assumes that the shepherds needed salvation. And it points to God's saving grace for them in sending his Son. And it anticipates their final deliverance on the last day. And we're no different than those shepherds, are we? I mean, really, we too are sinners, destined to die because of sin. And we, like them, need this Savior and his salvation. And if you don't believe that you are a sinner, or you don't believe that you need his salvation, then you might as well skip Christmas. Because what we celebrate this night is part and parcel of everything that Jesus did, of his sacrificial death for sin and his glorious triumph over the grave. He was born for the cross and the tomb. Christmas leads to Good Friday and to Easter and to the Ascension and to the Second Coming. It's a package deal. The birth, the death, the resurrection, the ascension, and the return of Jesus, all contained in that one word, Savior. The child who was born in Bethlehem is the gift that keeps on giving. The angel also gave the shepherds a sign by which to find this child. He told them how the baby would be wrapped and where he would be lying. This will be a sign for you. For you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. They were told exactly where and how to find Jesus, their Savior. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." The birth of Jesus connects heaven and earth. Jesus brings glory to God in heaven because he reveals God's great love for the world and for sinners. And the whole host of heaven praises God for his love in sending his only begotten Son to be born of the Virgin Mary for us men and for our salvation. And Jesus brings peace on earth because he forgives sin and he removes guilt. And he bears punishment, and he delivers from death. Through this child, God receives glory, and man, you and I, receive peace. The shepherds believed this good news, and they rejoiced. When the angels went away from them into heaven, they said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Having heard what the angel said, having listened to the great Gloria sung by the whole heavenly host, they went to the very place where they had been promised the Savior. They heard what the angel said, and they responded by saying, "Let's go." And then they left with their sin for Bethlehem. What about us? Where will we go? We can't go to Bethlehem. And we have no promise of finding the Savior there anywhere, anyway. So where might we go to see Jesus? Where are the swaddling clothes that wrap him? Where is the manger for you today and every day? In which direction would our great joy send us? Where shall we find the blessing and the gift that reinvigorates our daily life, so that we take up our responsibilities and our callings with renewed joy? Run to the Scriptures, to God's holy and precious word, and you will find the swaddling clothes and the manger in which Christ lies. It looks like plain and simple dress, just a book filled with words, but precious is the treasure, Christ, who lies there. And in the same way, look to holy baptism and treasure the holy gift of absolution, the forgiveness that you receive in the church. And rejoice in the Lord's Supper, the holy and precious body and blood of Jesus. Because in these places, the Savior, wrapped in his word, has been laid to bring you his salvation. Listen to what the messenger has said. Here is Christ the Lord, true man and true God, born and yes, crucified and risen and ascended and returning to. Here is a Savior for you. Joy to the world, dear friends, and joy to you as well. So in celebrating Christmas, we cannot do better than the shepherds. Let's go to where Jesus is. Let us continue to hear his word and to receive his gifts. Come and adore him. And make haste tonight and always to the Christ born for all people, but especially born for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding now guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Let us pray. O God, and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whose grace once again we celebrate our Savior's birth, we stand in your presence with holy joy, because you have fulfilled the promises you made to our first parents after the fall, to the patriarchs, to Moses and the prophets, and to all your ancient people who waited for the salvation of Israel. Accept, we pray, our humble tribute of praise and thanksgiving, and grant that through your Son's birth, all of us here may be born again in our spirits to the blessed future of everlasting life. O Jesus, Son of God, we bless you for becoming flesh of our flesh and for making us rich beyond thought with overwhelming gifts from the treasures of your grace. You have made reconciliation for all sins, so that now we have peace with God and entrance to the Father. You became the Son of Man to make us children of God in you. Give us all a pure, childlike faith to adore you in your lowliness, and give us grace to see the glory shining through the veil of your humanity, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Speak to us the words of life, that we may love as you have loved us. Be our light in darkness, our plenty in need, and our ever-present help in trouble. And as you descended from heaven to earth to save us, give us power to ascend from earth to heaven, to the glory of your great and awesome name. O Holy Spirit, we praise you for your comfort and guidance. Turn our hearts to ponder deeply on the sublime mystery of God's birth as man, and help us to embrace our Redeemer in true faith as our most precious possession. Fill our hearts with his peace, his comfort, his life, and his joy. Let us celebrate this feast so that when it ends, we will, with your blessing on us, take up again the burdens of our different callings, rejoicing in our salvation and delighting to do your will. O holy triune God, who would rather be praised for mercy than for justice, we glorify you, for you have turned your eyes toward the lowly. Let your covenant of peace endure forever, so that we may rejoice in you, now and in the endless world to come. Amen. Amen.
this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen. Amen.